As I walked by the dockside one evening so rare, to view the still water and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing his song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now, Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where sailormen go if they don't go to hell. Where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green, where the sky's always clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with the swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. And when you are done and the long trip is through, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and there's bottles of rum growing off every tree. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp or a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we roll along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me this song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
The voice of a beloved musician who passed just this week after an accident, but left behind so many fans and such a loving musical legacy. And on that note, it's a pleasure to welcome longtime partner of Tom Scheidt, whose voice we just heard. He's Rick Fannin, formed Fannigan's Isle with Tom way back in 1984. And it's a pleasure to speak to you today, Rick. Hello.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking a moment to talk here. Tom Scheidt, who died, did he die, was it yesterday or was it late the night before?
It was yesterday. I believe it was around 7 a.m. on Labor Day.
Had a spill. He was at a local music store, of all things, and took a fall down steps. He was holding a guitar at the time and never recovered from the injuries from that fall. But Tom Scheidt, since I made mention of it yesterday on the air, some beautiful, beautiful remembrances pouring in. And as we were listening to that song, Rick, you mentioned how much how proud you were of that recording and how it was lovely to hear it on this day.
Sure was nice to hear that. Thanks for playing that. Yeah, we were always proud of that particular cut that was on our first album, titled The Orange and the Green, a double album that we released in 1987. And I always loved that. It's one of my favorite recordings on the CD. It's one of the songs that I associate most closely with Tom.
He was a multi-instrumentalist and also very very involved, not just in making music, but by all accounts that I have received over the last 24 hours, he was about fostering musical tendencies and encouraging musicians as well.
Yeah, very much so. And he gave music lessons and various instruments, from guitar, banjo, Irish tin whistle, Scottish bagpipes, boron. Tom was a great supporter of music and music education.
He did a lot with the schools, and he developed a character called Thomas McGregor, the Scottish pirate.
Yeah, right.
Tell us a little about that.
I can't remember what year he started doing that, but I'm thinking he's been doing that for about close to 20 years. And a one-man show that he developed, teaching the history of pirating, and he played sort of a humorous character, as you know, very humorous person that he was, and he's performed that at just countless schools and libraries throughout the years, and he developed some other shows as well.
It's a great way to engage children as well. Of course, the pirate's life, very evocative to young minds. He played the bagpipes, apparently was among the best in the region.
Yeah, that was actually the first, before he ever even sang an Irish song, I guess he took an interest in learning the Scottish pipes. before he ever, I mentioned when we talked yesterday that Tom, he was really the first person in the Dayton area to play Irish music, play out of the pubs and other events, playing Irish tunes, with his first duo called the Davidsons. Of course, he played rock and roll for many years before that, and then he had a really popular group called Miami Jade, and they were not only Irish songs, but in the late 70s and early 80s, they were doing electric English folk rock, such as Fairport Convention, Steel Eyes Span, and groups like that. I mean, they were hugely popular.
He's done a lot for Irish music and just music in general. Let's hear a little bit from The Rambles of Spring. You were kind enough to suggest some tracks from your recordings with Fannigan's Isle. And tell us a little bit before we hear this bagpipe medley about the recording and how this came to be.
We recorded, that was from our second album, titled The Rambles of Spring, and recorded that at Refray Studio. I believe that the medley, I think it's about a four-tune medley with the Scottish, Tom's Scottish pipes, and I accompanied him on the Irish drum and the boron. So that's about all I can remember about it.
Let's hear a little of that. We pay tribute to the memory of Tom Scheidt, a great beloved musician in the Miami Valley. Here's from Fannigan's Isle, the bagpipe medley. It's Fannigan's Isle from their Rambles of Spring album, and featuring the bagpipe skills of the late Tom Scheidt on 91.3 WYSO. We're speaking to a longtime partner, musical partner, and also a member of Fannigan's Isle, Rick Fannin. Rick, tell me a little bit about how you met Tom.
I first met him in, I think, 1969. I was in my very first rock band at the time. I was in high school, and in Howard Music one day, I saw a little sign up that a keyboardist and a lead singer were looking for members to form a band, and a couple of my bandmates and I went over to visited him at his home in Yellow Springs, and we were friends from then on. We didn't actually form a group at that time, but he was a very entertaining guy from the moment I met him, and gave us a tour, kind of gave me and my young starstruck bandmates a little tour of his musical abilities and his toy and his tin soldiers and his collections of, you know, he collected little miniature soldiers when he was young.
Yeah, he had a real affinity for history. I got, by the way, just a lovely email from local musician drummer Gary Markham, who made a list of, for example, said that not only did he play the bagpipes, but he taught them, and that he did many funerals and weddings in the region. Gary writes, everyone knows this guy. He was much more than just Fannigan's Isle. He played in the Stumps, Dr. Buckwheat's Animal Farm, Miami Jade, Norman D, and the Beachheads, Tommy, and the Moondogs, and Chaz. It says Tom was the guy in town that made his living from playing music all his life. He also did voiceovers for the History Channel.
Right.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if he'd done any really recently, but I think it was an occasional thing. They would contact him. I don't remember exactly when he started doing that, but yeah, he was very happy. He was very proud of that.
He touched go ahead.
History was a life passion for him.
Yeah,
Tom.
And he helped to bring it alive through music. By all accounts, just a beloved character. We, with great sadness, mark the passing of just a beloved Miami Valley musician, Tom Scheidt. We'll put something online when funeral arrangements become apparent. And you had a chance to speak to Tom's wife, and she mentioned a Bob Marley tune I've got queued up here. Tell me the significance of this.
I just spoke with her for the first time this morning. I'd kind of been speaking with her sister through this tragic event, and she had just mentioned how excited he was about this particular Bob Marley song, and that he had been working on it, was getting ready to perform. And she just mentioned that the song was significant because I guess maybe she takes from the song that it's about people being happy. Tom really wanted people to be happy, and Tom often did whatever he could to help people around him be happy, whether entertaining for people or just his close friends, people in his life. He really just was dedicated to making people in his life happy.
Let's hear a little of that in memory and honor of the work and life of Tom Scheidt on Why So. Bob Marley, and many thanks to Pam Scheidt for sharing. That's Tom's wife, who shared that he was working on that tune and was inspired by that in the days before his death. Tom Scheidt, beloved Miami Valley musician, dead after an accident last week that involved a fall. And just really a nice, a beautiful legacy and a lot of love coming from his work here in this region. And we're so pleased to be joined by his longtime partner in Fannigan's Isle, Rick Fannin. You made two recordings with him, of course, the double CD, Orange and Green, and then this one. We're going to hear the very last track from Rambles of Spring called The Parting Glass. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Well, it was the first Irish song that kind of turned me on to the idea of playing Irish music from a Clancy Brothers recording. And I don't believe Tom had played, of course, Irish music many years before I did. But I don't believe that was one he ever performed. It was just one that we would often end our shows with. After doing the bagpipes, if people called us back for an encore, we would more often than not sing The Parting Glass.
It's a beautiful sentiment, and we'll hear another just now from the green part of your Orange and Green called A Unicorn. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a tune that Tom composed for his mother, and as he always said when he introduced the tune, that he wrote it for his mother, who instilled within him a love of history and of fantasy things, as you know, unicorns and fairies and dragons. He felt his mother really instilled in him those things.
It's beautiful what a vivid imagination scape can do for a person. Rick Fannin, part of Fannigan's Isle and a longtime musical collaborator with Tom Scheidt, who passed yesterday after an accident. And so beautifully remembered. We'll put this audio, by the way, up on the website in the days to come. And you can look there also for any memorial and arrangements that are made. And we'll keep you posted. Rick, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Could I just say I'd like to thank my dear friend and partner of 27 years for his friendship. And he enriched my life in many ways. And I'll miss him terribly. Thank you for having me on.
Rick, thank you so much.
Bye.
money that e'er I spent, I spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I done, for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I had are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call, good night and joy be with you all.
In loving memory of Miami Valley musician Tom Scheidt, who passed yesterday after an accident early last week. We'll keep you posted and check YSO on Facebook. We'll put incoming information there. Thanks to Rick Fannin, and thanks to all the lovely emails we've received, and thanks for listening to 91.3 WYSO.